goal here at the foremost was to get as close to a census as we could of the level of state house reporting across our country and where that reporting is coming from.
And what did you find in your study?
Well, we found that there are roughly 1,600 journalists assigned to state capitals around our country. Only about half of them are assigned full-time. And when we looked at a cohort of newspapers, now newspapers account for the heaviest, largest portion of those reporters, but when we looked at a cohort of those papers over time, back to 2003, where we had some trend data, we could see quite a significant decline, about a 35% decline in their full-time reporting staff over that time period. So the numbers are down, and there have been some increases and growth in non-traditional outlets, from nonprofits to ideological outlets and other digital-only kind of entities, but they're not making up for that loss that we see in those newspapers.
What about the broadcast media, radio and television? Are they covering the state capitol much at all these days?
Television accounts for a very small portion, just 17% of the total and 12% of the full-time reporting pool. And if you look at local TV stations that carry news across our country, only 14% of them actually assign even a single reporter to cover the state house. So it's a very small portion of the total here that we're talking about.
If you ask the reader or the recipient of broadcast news, are they interested in state capital news? They might say, well, you know, the local government runs the sewers, runs the school, plows the snow. The federal government defends the country and does so much more. And perhaps they're not aware of what state government is actually doing. Is that the case?
Well, when we ask people about topic areas of interest, the kind of, you know, different topics that they follow in the news, local news and information is one that continues to ride at the top. We know also that local television continues to be the place that more people turn for news than any other media sector in our country. And on in terms of topics, local news is very important to people's lives. It's true that as we see more gridlock in Washington, there's also in many cases more pressure and import that's put on what's happening at the state level when it comes to legislation.
Might a publisher say to himself, well, look, do I really need to send a reporter to the state capitol when I've got the Associated Press covering the governor? Do I really need my reporter covering the governor as well when we've got a wire service representative there doing that for us?
It's a tough situation. As many of us know, the news industry in general has hit hard economic times, particularly newspapers, but also other parts of the news media landscape. So the choice of how you're going to allocate your newsroom staff isn't an easy one. There's not a simple solution to say, hey, let's just add two or three more reporters here. Sometimes it may be a choice between having an education reporter or a state house reporter or a traffic infrastructure reporter rather than two state house reporters. But one of the things that news organizations need to think about is the balance. And as we start to see collaborations or reliance on wire services or other entities across the state, one of the downsides can be the less diversity of perspectives and of real local perspective that can be brought to the legislation or the action at hand.
Many state legislatures do not stay in session all year. In New York, the legislature generally runs from January to June. In Vermont, it's January. Very often, they adjourn for the year in May. The fact that some legislatures only work, say, half the year, does that influence publishers to say, well, why should I send a reporter to the state capitol if the legislature isn't there half the time?
Yeah, we did look at those reporters that are session only, so they're full-time when the legislature's in session, but then they're not there when it's out of session, and they accounted for about 10% of that total pool. there is more that happens in the state capitol than just the hearings and activities that occur during those legislative sessions themselves. And in many cases, those sessions are less than 6 months long. So what that means is you have a reporter there less than half the year that's following the ongoings of your state capitol.